listening to The Pipeline Show with Dean Millard and Guy Flaming on Edmonton Sports Leader, TSN 1260.
Welcome back to The Pipeline Show. Hate to cut off Eddie Van Halen, but we have to because we're going to be joined by our first member from HockeyProspect.com. First time this season that we're going to do this, but as I mentioned before the break, we're going to do it all season long as we've teamed up with HockeyProspect.com to bring you the best in scouting for the NHL draft. And I'm very excited to bring in our first HockeyProspect.com scout of the season as we're joined now by Nick Funa, who lives in Slovenia and joins us. We're going to talk about the Ivan Hlinka tournament. Nick, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
I'm doing terrific. Now, let's set up HockeyProspect.com. How long you've been with HockeyProspect.com and some of the work that you've been doing. What area do you scout for HockeyProspect.com?
Yeah, I'll be scouting the Czech and Slovak region for them.
Okay.
I started actually this past season with them. I've done some stuff before on my own, and me and Mark thought it would be a good fit if we did it together.
Well, perfect. And so you were just at the Ivan Hlinka tournament. We're going to speak about half a dozen players that you just got a chance to watch. And let's start it off with a couple of players from Finland. A2 Tuulola, who is a big forward, 6'2", about 225, maybe even 230 pounds. And had 4 points at the Ivan Hlinka tournament for Finland. What kind of a player is he?
He's a sort of classic North American power forward type of game. Winger plays wing, heavy on the boards, finishes his checks. He's got pretty good sense for jumping into holes and getting his shot off. Mm. I mean, his shot is pretty good as well. So I think he would fit really well in that smaller rink, North American type of game.
He's not coming over right now. He's playing in Finland again this coming season. But
yeah,
with that size at 6'2", and I don't know if that's up to date or if that's changed at all, but almost 230 pounds, it almost makes me think he might be too heavy. Even though he's 6'2", to be 230 pounds is at 17 years old, that's a lot of weight for a young guy. Does he look slow?
Yeah, that's actually a fairly good point because his foot speed is not that great. And I was thinking, like, it must be hard for a 17-year-old to skate at a high level at that weight,
right,
that young. I think it would be possible, I think, for him to lose some of that weight. Maybe it would improve his skating, but it's hard to say. Like, his technique isn't perfect either, so I don't know if it's just a case of his weight or skating overall. He's not that good of a skater.
Okay, so maybe it's some conditioning and he drops a few pounds and gets a little faster. What stood out the best or what stood out the most in terms of his ability? And you know, he put up 4 points, so there's some offensive touch there.
Yeah, his feet maybe don't always catch up, but his reads are pretty much on point. He does have a sense for jumping into holes and finding that open space in the slot. And his shot is pretty good. He gets it off quickly, got a good wrister. I mean, he can be a scorer, I think.
Well, we go from A2 Tuulola to another Finnish player, and even bigger, 6'5", and closing in on 200 pounds, a big defenseman, Markus Niemelainen. And what can you tell us about him?
He's a guy that, if you look at from the standpoint of physical tools, he's pretty much got everything. He can skate, he's big, he hits, he's willing to be physical and all that. But the reason why he's not thought of that highly is because his decision-making is not that consistent. He's got some trouble when coming out of his zone in terms of selecting the best option. It's not terrible, but he doesn't always find the right pass. So that's what's keeping him from being higher up in the rankings, I would think.
Well, and at that size, at 6'5" and nearly 200 pounds, you mentioned with Tuulola, he's a North American style of player. Looks like Markus Niemelainen is coming to North America. He's going to play for the Saginaw Spirit of the Ontario Hockey League. They drafted him in the import draft in the first round, 18th overall in the import draft. Do you think he's going to be a better North American, maybe, on the smaller ice than what you saw from him at the Ivan Hlinka tournament?
Yeah, I think his game fits pretty well, the North American ice. I think he's a guy that you want to track the whole year to see if that decision-making becomes more consistent. And if he does, I mean, he could slide up, basically.
Well, he put up...
In the draft.
Sorry, Nick.
He
put up some pretty interesting numbers last season. Had 16 points in 39 games playing for in the U20 league for HPK. Maybe there's some offense that just didn't show up at the Ivan Hlinka tournament. Is that I'm just guessing, but is that the feeling you get?
Yeah, no. I mean, he's a two-way guy. He's not a shutdown guy or anything like that. He's got some offensive skill. He can walk the blue line. He gets his shots on net. Just that his decision-making right now, I don't think it's consistent enough for him to be that effective as he should be based on his tools.
We're speaking with Nick Funa, a scout for HockeyProspect.com. He's based in Slovenia. We're talking about the Ivan Hlinka tournament that just wrapped up. What, about a week ago now, I guess, with Canada coming away with an eighth consecutive gold medal from that event. Next player we're going to focus on is a Swede, familiar name, in Alex Nylander, who's the son of Michael Nylander and William Nylander's brother. What sort of a player is he? Is he a lot like brother and father?
Yeah, me and Mark actually talked about that. He's very similar to his brother, actually, in terms of what his strengths are. And his best two assets are probably his hands and his skating, just like his brother. He's really good at sort of avoiding checks. He's got that lateral ability where it's really hard for a defenseman to pin him down. He can score, he can pass. His hockey IQ is pretty good. He's not the biggest guy, so in the corners, it's not going to be his game to go into corners and beat players physically or anything like that, but he's a pretty skilled guy, yeah.
This is a sheet I'm looking at says he might be a little bit taller than William Nylander, but 20 or 25 pounds lighter. So in your opinion, he looks smaller because he's not as filled out, he's not as strong?
Yeah, he's not like terribly small, but his frame size, I would say, it's probably fair to say that it's a bit thinner.
Okay. He had 4 points at the Ivan Hlinka tournament for Sweden. I notice he's also drafted by the Mississauga Steelheads. Of course, his brother, property of the Toronto Maple Leafs, and played in the American Hockey League in Toronto last year. Any thought, or I don't know if you've heard, or it's probably not your department, but do you know if he's coming to play in North America this season or not?
I've heard some rumors that he's going to come over, but I can't say it for sure. I can't say it.
Okay, fair enough.
100%.
Yeah, fair enough. Tough question for me to ask of you. So let's go on to the next player. And Tim Gehninger, another big, big forward, 6'5", about 220 pounds. He's going to play for the Sioux Greyhounds last year. He'll be back with them again this coming season. But, boy, another big, big player who stood out for you at the Ivan Hlinka tournament.
Yeah. Well, I thought he was one of the better U.S. forwards there, although USA usually doesn't bring their best into Hlinka.
Right.
So you have to keep that in mind. But what's unique about him is that at a very young age, I think he already gets what kind of game he needs to play to be effective. Like, he goes to the net, he looks for tips, he uses his size in traffic, setting screens, that type of stuff. He plays heavy on the wall. And I mean, his ability to read the play is quite decent, but he doesn't have high-end skill or anything like that, where he could create with his creativity. That's not really his game.
He knows
what his assets are, and he does well in using them.
How's his skating for a guy that big? At 6'5", and again, almost 220 pounds. As a young player,
yeah. See,
a difference though with Tulola, 6'2" and 230 between 6'5" and 216. It seems like there's a proper sort of weight with a guy that's 6'5" and closing in on 220. How's his skating?
Yeah, you can see the difference between the two guys straight away. His getting there looks a bit more lanky. I think his skating isn't that good. He looks a bit like he needs to still grow into his frame, but it's not terrible or anything like that. I think there's some room for improvement there as he gets older.
Okay, so he had 4 points for the United States as well in the tournament, which is pretty decent in a short tournament like that. And the biggest thing that sticks out for you is I get the impression he's still raw, that maybe he's just scratching the surface of what the player he could become. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, there's some room for improvement in him, I think. I think the thing is he's 6'5", and it kind of shows like that he's not entirely comfortable with his body yet. He needs to grow into it, add some weight probably, or some muscle mass at least. Like, he'll compete, he's willing to engage, but sometimes you see that his puck protection, considering his size, isn't as high as it should be, probably.
Okay. Nick Funa from HockeyProspect.com joining us on the Pipeline Show. We'll have a scout from HockeyProspect.com on the program every week for the 2015-2016 season, season 11 of the Pipeline Show. Now we're going to speak about a couple of Russians who stood out for you. Let's start with Nikita Makeyev. And he had just 1 point in the tournament. But as a defenseman, and a smaller defenseman, was he disappointing because he only had 1 point, or did he do things to impress you?
Yeah, he's a really interesting case because at the same time he's undersized, but he's not like an offensive powerhouse either. The thing he does really well is he finds options for his puck movement out of his zone. His first pass is really good. He can skate. He's got a really fluid stride, and he doesn't have a lot of panic in his game. He can select between the first option or the second option. He can do delays out of his zone. He's really a smart player. I mean, the concern with him is that he's basically undersized, so he struggles a bit in the corners in his own zone. And at the same time, he's not a powerhouse from the offensive line. So you don't really know where he will end up, but it's an interesting player to track.
Well, interesting because of his smarts, if that's the way you're describing him, because he's not big, as you said, and he's not terribly offensive. So it's hard for me to look at him and say he's going to be a strong defensive player as a pro because he doesn't have that size. But you say he has good mobility and makes good decisions, so maybe that's where he makes ground or gains ground is with how smart he plays. The other Russian player that I want to get your thoughts on is German Rubtsov. Who is a forward, another guy that's over 6 feet tall, but is it fair to say he's a guy who could put on some more weight too? The sheet I'm looking at says he's only 174 pounds.
Yeah, and it would really aid his game as well because he plays quite competitive physical type of game. Actually, his game would also fit the North American ice as well. He's not a high-end skill guy. He can make some plays, but his strength is really the puck support qualities because he keeps his feet moving all the time. He always helps out defensively. He's always open for a pass, and he creates basically off breakdowns that he creates with his compete level. He's not that skilled, so it would be interesting to see where he goes.
He had 4 points for Russia in the tournament, which I want to say was second or third best on his team, but moving forward, you don't necessarily think that's going to be his strong point as an offensive guy?
I think he can develop some of that stuff still, but I don't see him as a high-skilled player necessarily. If I were to project him, I think he fits more of that third-line type of role.
Okay, very good. Well, Nick, we really appreciate you joining us today. I'm looking forward to talking to you again down the road over the course of the season, and you'll be one of the guys from Europe that we talk to get an update on some of the European players that we need to know for the NHL draft. Thanks for doing this, Nick. We'll talk to you again.
All right, thanks for having me.
You bet.